Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mitch Wertley with VPR News. Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman won the Democratic nomination for governor in Vermont's primary election on Tuesday. Zuckerman now faces a general election campaign against Republican Governor Phil Scott, who has won high approval ratings for his handling of COVID-19. Scott easily won the Republican nomination last night. But Zuckerman says the coronavirus pandemic is not the only issue on voters' minds this year.
Is there approval for vetoing the minimum wage that, if he hadn't done so, would have meant many of our essential workers would have over $1,000 more in their pocket right now?
Zuckerman says he plans to challenge Scott's record on climate change and paid family and medical leave as well. In the race for lieutenant governor, Democrat Molly Gray will face Republican Scott Milne. For full primary results, check out VPR.org. Vermont has, quote, shattered the previous record for primary election turnout, this according to the Secretary of State's office. A tweet late last night from Secretary of State Jim Condos' office did not provide specific numbers, but stated that the record had been broken. The state had historic primary participation in August of 2016, when more than 120,000 voters cast a ballot. Lincoln Town Clerk Sally Ober told Vermont Edition yesterday she normally counts about 50 absentee ballots, but not this election.
So I went from normal being 50 to 463. And that's like almost a tenfold increase. It's just phenomenal. I had no idea.
The Secretary of State's office also praised election officials for reporting results on election night without delay, despite the enormous surge in mail-in voting. Governor Phil Scott says he wants schools to bring students back to the classroom for in-person learning this fall, but he says the decision to do so will likely result in new cases of COVID-19.
As we've said before, because of the nature of this virus, and even though we have the lowest number of cases in the nation, we're likely to see some cases and clusters connected to schools.
Scott says, though, the risk of keeping students home for another year is greater than the public health threat posed by COVID-19. And he says the Department of Health has developed new protocols to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 in school buildings. Eye on the sky for today, a mix of sun and clouds to start, becoming mostly sunny with a few high clouds today. Still quite warm and turning less humid today than it was yesterday. Highs 80 to 85 degrees north, mid and upper 80s in the Champlain and the St. Lawrence valleys, and to the south today. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.